As I said, one of my favourite occupations is taking apart risk stories that appear in the newspapers using some fairly basic maths. So here's some examples of things that have appeared recently. 20,000 children put at risk from touching animals at farms. Sunbeds lethal as cigarettes. Is that really the case? Here's an interesting one. Sex cuts cancer risk, but only if you're over 50. An extraordinary story there. And here's one. Here's one relevant to me in particular. New statin cuts heart risk for everybody. Now, statins are drugs that you can take to reduce your cholesterol, and that reduces your risk of a heart attack or stroke over the next 10 years. And this newspaper story says that if I, for example, were to take one of these drugs every day for the next 10 years, my risk of a heart attack or stroke might be reduced by 40%. Okay, now, should I take the drug? How do I start thinking about whether I should take that drug or not? And the crucial thing is to realise that that is a relative risk, what's called a relative risk reduction, and whether I should take the drug or not depends on what my absolute risk is. Is this 40% important or not? There's no way of knowing unless I know what's my baseline risk? What would be my risk if I didn't take this drug? Now, it turns out I can put my age and my blood pressure and all this other stuff into a computer program, and it'll tell me that my risk, if I don't do anything, of having a heart attack or stroke in the next 10 years is around about 10%, 1 in 10 chance. It's a bit worrying, but, I'm old, so, that's the way it goes. Now, so that 10% risk could be reduced by 40% if I took this drug every day. Now, again, we've got percentages. This all gets quite tricky. The way to think about it, as we talked about before, is think of 100 people like me. Okay, there's 100 me's. Think of them, 100 me's all in a row. Now, in 10 years' time, if we don't do anything, 10 of these me's are going to have a heart attack or stroke in the next 10 years. That's 10%. But if all of these people, all these 100 people like me, took this drug every day, that would be reduced by 40%. That means that 10 would be reduced to 6. 40% off 10 leaves 6. So that means that out of 100 people like me, instead of 10, 6 would have a heart attack or stroke. That's a reduction of 4. Another way of thinking about that is that 1 in 25, that's 4 out of 100 of people like me taking this drug every day will benefit from taking the drug. 24 out of 25 won't benefit from taking the drug. Should I take it? Well, actually, I can't decide, to be honest. I still don't know. I don't know if I should or not. Because, you've got to take the drug every day. It's got some side effects. It's going to won't cost me any money because I'll get it under the National Health Service. But so I'm still dithering around about this. So the point about this analysis, it doesn't tell you what to do, but it does give you the information that, it should enable you to make a reasonable decision on the basis of the evidence. And just reading that something's got a 40% reduction doesn't tell you, isn't the whole evidence, is not the whole story, it's only half the story. So, So I've done those calculations just in my head, and it's to show, really, that you can take a news story and using some, actually, some pretty basic but very important maths, and particularly using this idea of what would happen to 100 people, you can actually work out whether these risks are important, whether these benefits of drugs are important, and whether you think, for you or for me, it's actually worth acting, doing something about it.